This is VOA News via remote. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the United States. But after her meeting with the Guatemala president Monday, Harris also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making that trip.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
Harris says her goal is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. In conjunction with Harris's trip, the Biden administration announced that the Justice Department would create an anti-corruption task force and an additional task force to combat human trafficking and drug smuggling in the region. Harris also promised a new program focused on creating education and economic opportunities for girls there, among other new initiatives. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said leader of the Chinese government don't share our values, and after emerging from a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday, Biden is set to attend a NATO summit in Brussels on June 14th, where China and Russia will be among the issues discussed. That's according to Stoltenberg to reporters at the White House. Stoltenberg says that NATO does agree with Biden's approach to Russia. That includes a dialogue that will occur between the U.S. president and the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, at a meeting in Geneva. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.